I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look
here. They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like another city, the driver's side floor. Gucci Galar, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Howdy!
Howdy!
What's going on, Leroy? How are you, buddy?
I'm glad I could be the brunt of everybody's entertainment yesterday. I needed a break from you people.
I'm glad you could be the brunt of our entertainment too, and I'm glad that it carried over into Hockman and Crowder as well.
Yes.
I'm sure that made you happy when you left the studio and then you got in your car and they were still going at it.
And I'm like, Solana.
Wait till I post this reel.
Oh my goodness, what are you doing?
It's good content. Love it. Way on top of it, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday was a bad day for my mouth.
Yeah, it happens. Maybe you were, I know you were flummoxed. How did I want to know one thing though? When you got home in the heart competition, did you have to lose all meat? Like, are you have a rabbit refrigerator now?
Yesterday's meal was bole.
Oh no!
And there was a lot of green.
Oh no.
Along with several comments about how my score is zero and yours is not.
Wow. Jeez.
I said, well, I'm older than you.
That's fair.
Like, and I think depending on what my stress level has been over my years, that I got a pretty good score.
Yeah, for sure. I think so. Especially, you know, working with me all these years, you know?
Yeah, and you do eat a lot of, like, meat and stuff, you know? Shouldn't that be bad or something?
No, I'm, you know what? I'll eat a steak when I go out to eat. But for the most part, I just normally eat a lot of, I eat a lot of chicken and a lot of fish and stuff like that. So it's not like I don't have to, you know, change my diet or anything. You know, there's probably a couple of items I could stay away from.
Yeah, it's just...
By the way, I gotta pick up some more chili.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, the Sonata, the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Hope everybody is safe out there. And as we, you know, hunker down for some nasty weather, we are, you know, wishing well to everybody on the other side of the state. And I was trying to explain this to my son. He goes, we gonna, you know, is that gonna hit us? I'm like, no. He goes, why? I'm just like, you know, I'm like, luck, dude. Like, we have no say over this. This is literally like, this is storm roulette. You don't know. It's just,
well, you know, it's funny because he thinking if the storm hits, no school. They don't think all the other stuff that comes with the storm.
Yeah, I think he was thinking that. I think he was thinking tomorrow. Oh, well, tomorrow we're gonna be off. And I'm like, I don't think so.
Right. So I can't rule it out
because I tell you what, that Loxahatchee up here floods like easily. And if one school's down, I think the whole school's down. I think that's how it works.
Yeah, they have to shut all of them.
Yeah. So I'm not sure, but it was. And he goes, "We ever been through a bad hurricane?" And I'm trying to think. I was like, I think you were like two the last time we got a real bad one. So what was the one we had
where I couldn't get out of my development because I had a tree in the
Wilma? Was it Wilma? No, it was I don't remember the most recent one. It was like 2018, I think, was like the one that hit like Broward and hit up here a lot. I lost a couple trees. Irma. Thank you, Dave South. Yeah. And so my son very cockily goes, "Looks like I'm good luck."
I wonder where he gets that from. Yeah, that sounds about right. I wonder where he gets that from.
Hurricane Irma. When was Hurricane Irma? Was that 2018?
Yes, it was. It was 2018. Highest wind gust recorded was 142 miles per hour.
Yeah, it was scary. That was a scary one. No. I had these. I had two giant palm trees, and like, those things could have blown.
Palm trees very rarely. If a palm tree falls, you got a big hole in your yard.
Yeah. But like, palm trees are, who knows where the wind's going to blow? Could have blown right through this room that I'm in right now. It chose to, you know, stay in bounds over there and fell in the right place. But yeah, you know, that is the scary thing about this. So wishing everybody well. Over at in the Tampa and Gulf Coast area, everybody over there, man. I know we're gonna get some nasty stuff, but scary with all the flooding they're gonna face and whatnot. So we're thinking of
feeder bands,
dude. And by the way, if you guys didn't hear yesterday, anybody who is planning on going to Whiskey Stars and Cigars tonight, that is postponed as of an abundance of caution. That is going to be in a couple of weeks, October 9th. So. Have that in your mind. If you did RSVP already, it's still good, everybody. Still thinking of them. Anyway, Miami Dolphins yesterday, Mike McDaniel, he, you know, really didn't commit to anybody as his quarterback, but I kind of got the lean on anybody. Of all the things he talked about, it felt Tyler Huntley-ish. If I got the read on his radar. Well,
here's the thing. Skyler's not going to be healthy.
Nah.
I'm telling you, a chest injury and trying to throw a football is excruciating. Oof. And when he was 100%, it wasn't really late. So imagine that hurt.
Yep.
You know? So I don't know if they go with Huntley or Boyle. The problem is that it's hard to evaluate Boyle in those situations with no protection, the offense working, you know, the way the offense works. And to be able to pick somebody else up, get somebody else up to speed on that, the thing I would say about Huntley is that maybe he's a little more elusive.
Respectfully to Tim Boyle, I think we've evaluated him.
I would like to play
Tyler Huntley.
Wait, if you don't, come on, man.
What?
If you don't have protection, how can you evaluate all the people that depend on that protection?
Is it his like QB interception ratio like 4-17 or something like that?
What does that have to do with last week?
40. We get who this guy is.
I know. I'm good.
All right. All right. Okay.
You know, I need somebody to take.
I'm just saying, like.
Cool. 30.
We tend to see a bad play or a bad game without fully explaining it. I'm not saying he wasn't bad, but I'm saying the circumstances did not help.
Understood. And he looked better than Skyler did.
So, like, again,
however,
that's all I'm saying. You are like, this is how you are.
What?
If you see something you don't like, I want something new. I want to know before I say I don't like it, why didn't I like it?
Oh,
that's
okay.
The difference between me and you.
I think the reason I didn't like it is because when the Dolphins first signed him, I'm like, isn't that the guy who threw a touchdown pass to Javon Holland?
So again, that's your evaluation.
I mean, it's a hell of a first impression to have on everybody. You
well,
would agree.
I got, wait.
It's like the butt fumble.
I got the greatest story ever if that's the way you're going to do it.
Yep.
I played in a game against the Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Bernie broke his ankle. And I think that's the game where Marino Achilles.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're the Marino Achilles right. game.
Scott Mitchell comes in. His first pass goes 98 yards for us.
Oof.
Pick six.
Yeesh.
In the red zone. Detroit gave him $25 million.
Crazy.
Okay, so I'm just saying.
They did?
Yes.
Wow.
So I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you forgot
like, if you're being evaluated on one play,
yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah, well.
Now, to your point, that was Detroit.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. but again.
I'm glad you said it.
But again.
This ain't your Dan Campbell's Detroit Lions.
Can I just say this? And I want to know your opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
There has been so many injuries in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that your first football cannot be week one.
You are still on the preseason thing.
Yes.
Look, I don't think you're off on it. I can't sit here and say, because like, you know what
a lot of injuries in the NFL do. A lot.
Yeah, and like we could sit here, like the Dolphins didn't play Tua other than what, seven, eight plays, and he still different. Got hurt.
He got hurt is different. I'm talking about the hammies, all the knees and ankles and stuff like that. Just injuries that you get when you mm-hmm. don't do something and then you go out there and don't know how to control your body.
Sure.
And I'm looking throughout the league, hammies, quads. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of that stuff. When are we going to look at this? Or when are organizations and coaches going to look at this and say, what are we doing?
I don't know. Because
you know who doesn't have any injuries?
Who?
Kansas City.
They lost Pacheco.
Well, I mean, he got bent back like crazy. But I'm saying, you look at their team. They played all preseason.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was frustrating even with the Dolphins preseason just because it felt like all we talked about was, little Who's injuries, not playing? But they're fine. And, you know, right. It's like, so mm-hmm. you could say a couple things like, well, one, did they even run a good camp? Because it felt like everybody just kind of showed up thinking this was going to run smoothly. And then, yeah, you add the durability to it. Right. Like, man, listen, certainly everybody, I don't mean to say this disrespectfully, from your era, think of this as being a thing. I heard, you know, Jimmy Johnson was saying about this too. He was like, on Joe, he's like, you gotta hit. You gotta put yourself in hitting shape. You said that too.
Yes, yes.
So I can't dismiss you guys. You guys know what it is. Like, I don't understand where this turned.
You can run hard. You can practice. You can run sprints. But playing in a game and running when somebody's chasing you is a different level of stress on your body.
Mm-hmm.
It just is, right? You know, some of the slowest people run fast when they run away from the police. right? Why? You asking your body, we got to go.
Yeah.
And that's how games work out. So you see all these injuries, and I don't know, like, man, it's just a lot of them. A ton. Like, you see, no offensive line in the league has been playing well. Like, they haven't played together.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody says, oh, these first 2 or 3
do you
weeks.
Do you think it's a preseason thing, or do you think it's the way people practice, though? Because I feel like nobody, half the practices, at least down here, it seems like more than half the practices are in shorts. Nobody, and like, this is one of the things it felt like with the CBA, like, you know, we're going to give you more games, but you basically got to eradicate training camp and preseason, because that's kind of been the give and take. You're making these guys get through what's going to be 18 games, so I don't picture it getting better.
I would say this. There should be a number of plays that your starting group have to play per preseason, however you put them, right? And what preseason does is help you build to that, so that when you get to week 1, you can play a full game. These guys go into the first game and haven't played 60 minutes of football. I don't care how stressful you make practice. So now you're asking them to put 3.5-4 hours of stress on their body, and they haven't done it since last year.
Luis says, do the Canes have a better offensive line than the Dolphins? I don't know. I know measurably wise, they're huge. Like Mario Cristobal looks at a 6'3 guy and he goes, too small.
You know what I would say to that? No. You want me to tell you why?
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at the offensive line and how good they are. Look at the guys they have to block.
Sure.
So when you have 3 or 4 guys that are NFL quality, and you're going against maybe 3 players all year that you're going to see in the NFL, okay, that makes you look a lot better.
Yeah, well, for sure.
These guys in the NFL, everybody.
No, but we marveled at, like, the Dolphins drafting a guy who was, like, 6'7", and the Canes have, like, 2 guys bigger than him.
Right.
Like, well, I don't know where Mario goes and Mirabal go to find these dudes, but it's crazy.
It's a giant.
Pretty much, dude. Like, a bunch of – it's like he goes on their recruiting channel, and he tells – Mirabal's like, ah, who are we looking for? And Chris Ball just goes, a minimum McKinney.
Baby McKinney.
A little, like, that's the bare minimum. He goes, I found a guy, 6'4". Nah. Sorry.
Pips weak.
6'4"? That's not tough. 6'6"? That's tough.
Oh, that's tough.
That's tough.
Big.
But Dade South said they just offered a junior that's 6'8".
Look at that.
Why isn't that kid going to the NFL, like the NBA? Like,
because he probably weighs 330.
I mean, it's like having Pac-Man as a kid. And
if somebody, wait, could you imagine 6'8", 330 in the NBA?
He
wouldn't fit.
I tell you, like, I'm like, ready, like, we just had like sleepovers, and like these kids just like ate me out like locusts. I couldn't imagine if there was a 6'8" one of them.
I mean,
yeah,
hanging out with your kids? No, you couldn't.
Crazy, dude.
Imagine Oof. Telling them, hey, your friends can come over, but not him.
When Fonz brings friends over, that's the first thing they do.
Oh, yeah. Who's the one who eats all the snacks?
Kyle.
And Kyle brings chips.
Chips. I got on his ass about that. Say, no, buddy.
Yeah, Kyle.
No, you bring some substantial some sustenance over here. You don't bring chips. You are off the chip list. If you say, what should I bring? Just don't include chips ever. The way you eat me out of house and home.
Stolen McRib says 6'8", 330. That's preheat UD. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. But think about that. 6'8", 330. He's an inch shorter than Jason Tatum. So, and could you imagine him guarding Jason Tatum? No. That's why it doesn't work.
What happened to that guy? Who was the guy in the NCAA tournament for NC State? Where is he? Where did he make? Is he like playing overseas, Marcos? Have you heard about Burns? Was that his name? DJ Burns?
It was. Let me see now.
I don't know. He was pretty good. I don't think. Let's see. Where is he?
Don't think he was drafted. He was unselected. So, last they heard him, he joined the Cavaliers Summer League. And he lost 45 pounds, though. Jeez.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He had to lose 45 pounds to get too big as hell.
Take a break. Back after this.
Yeah. Feel that chat now. Yeah. Chanda Paul. So me go so then. Well, I don't really care what people say. I don't really watch what them want do. Still, I got to stick to my girls like glue. And I might not play number two. All I know the time is just getting jet. Need a lot of cheese up in my head.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Play a little Rats Off a Ship coming on later in the program. Frog Boy wearing his Channing Crowder shirt.
Yeah.
When's your next show? When are you back on the road?
I haven't talked to him since our last show, but he doesn't know this yet. I'm planning a Christmas game show sometime early December. But more importantly, is he
going to be good with that? A Christmas comedy show?
Because he always does his Christmas charity thing. So I figure we can merge everything together. Maybe make a little money off of this for the kids, of course. And
you should just go on stage as a Salvation Army Santa.
Yeah, just with the bell.
With the bell. They have those anymore? Does anybody do that anymore? They're sitting out there with the change bell.
Listen, if you're in front of Publix and you don't have the Girl Scout cookies, get out of my way.
Oh my Girl goodness. Scout cookies, softball teams, softball like they're all posting up. Yeah. I'm like, you're softball go, right now?
Go, hey, you mind donating? I said, nah, I got 2 at home.
Mm.
By the way, my daughter's middle school, they seem like they play more games than the Marlins. I'm like driving by there every day. I'm like, there's another softball game going on? What's going on here? What is this, Lone Depot Park? You guys are always at it.
It's great.
Every time it's going, we're getting after this. Mm. My son was very upset because we're getting ready for flag football. So I was having him run routes against his sister yesterday.
Oh, nice.
And she was infiltrating. She was doing the Michigan. She was stealing our signs.
Oh, was she? Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, man.
That's good.
She was leaning in. I was like, I didn't have QB awareness. I was like, she's like, she's right there in our huddle.
Turn a blind eye. Yeah. That's good.
Doesn't matter. We still have that touch pass. He burned her.
Oh, nice. Do you have the same coach, same team? Well, like what's the
process? No, I don't know the team. I mean, we're the Bengals, so we're the fighting Joe Burrows this year.
Oh, nice.
Hopefully, we'll do better than 0-3. But I don't know. We have the meet and greet in first game on Sunday. Everything's very packed now. Hopefully. You know, the way it worked last time.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, room? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent.
And I have a new podcast called The Varsity,
where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got hosed on that season because we ended up having to do 3 doubleheaders instead of 6 weeks because we just always got rained out. It was so annoying last year. So I'm hopeful that this is a little bit cleaner, but knowing South Florida weather, probably not.
Yeah.
First kickoff at 2. I'm fully expecting a postponement. I haven't even looked at the weather. I'm just looking like, you know, 2 p.m. You know how this is going to work.
Well, at least it's a Monday night.
They got blatant disregard for fall football, huh?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Why would they compete with the NFL?
Although I will say, it's strange. You know what else is strange about that, Marcos? It's an NFL league.
That's what, like, I'm saying. It's Tyreek Hill's
league. Yeah. I find it really weird that they do that.
They're like, what time does the NFL start? Yeah, that's what we'll play
too. Yeah, I don't know. The last league that we did, which wasn't as good. I like this league better, but it was on Saturday mornings. This one is Sunday all day. They keep rotating age groups, but I don't know. However, I will say, Mojo has been very good at those games because every time I've had the Dolphins on my phone, they were good. Now they, you know, this, I don't know if even that could save them. It's not going to be an issue this time around because there's Monday Night Football. Yeah. I'll check back in with you when there's a crossover game.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I need that.
Are we still, like, as far as the season has gone to this point, a lot of, like, just shock, right?
Yeah.
Winning, who's not. Does that give you reason to, like,
are you talking about that?
Just in general.
Yeah, okay.
Like, teams that are winning, teams that are losing, teams that look good, teams that look bad. Does, based on what you've seen this year, does it give you a little more patience with the Dolphins simply because there's a lot of teams that just don't look good right now that you know have talent?
No, that doesn't help me at all. Okay. No, what a ridiculous statement by you. No. They got smoked by the Bills.
It's not ridiculous.
The Bills look incredible.
And did you think Pittsburgh was going to be 3-0?
I didn't think they were going to be 3-0, but
right.
But
did you think they were going to be? Wait. After 3 games of the season, did you think the Pittsburgh Steelers would be leading that division?
I think I'm more surprised by the struggles of the other teams. If you were telling me what's more surprising,
that's what I'm saying. If I give you right now, if I gave you a choice between Pittsburgh and Baltimore, who are you taking?
I think I'm taking Pittsburgh.
So you think Pittsburgh will win the division and Baltimore won't bounce back?
They might bounce back, but I think Pittsburgh's, like, you already got Mike Tomlin off to a fast start.
Right. Damn. No, I listen, and these are, like, I was just chewing on this. Like, I don't know. I know a lot of people would still take Baltimore.
But if you really looked at it, like, that's the only surprising division because, like, AFC South, Houston's leading.
You can't even count the NFC South. I don't, because that, throw that up for grabs.
Yeah, but let's just talk about this conference. Like, Houston's 2-1. Everybody thought they were going to lead that division.
Yeah.
Jaguars, I think the Jaguars being winless is probably surprising. But, you know, I think they misguided. I think they're kind of in the same place right now that the Dolphins are at.
Yep, you could go with Kansas City is basically where
City's leading.
How about San Francisco?
San Francisco struggling is a big one, and especially with the diagnosis of McCaffrey being pretty ominous. You know, right. Everybody's talking Achilles, Matt and Kirsch, you strike again. You know that's. That's not great.
So, just look. I mean, you know, you had some teams with big Minnesota. Did you see this out of Minnesota? Everybody was talking Green Bay.
Yeah, Minnesota's probably the biggest surprise of everybody. Minnesota's, right. And then Seattle's 3-0.
Seattle
people
in a division where the 49ers are so banged up.
Right.
I don't even know if they can bounce back.
I think if you look at Seattle, like, Seattle's, like, almost like the Dolphins last year. Like, people are going to sniff around fraud on them because if you look at their wins, Broncos beat a Bo Nix in his debut, dogfight with the Patriots, begging to give the Dolphins that game with Skylar Thompson starting, and the Dolphins just couldn't do it. So
right.
They're a little – they smell a little fraudulent, but, hey, 3-0 is 3-0. Good for them.
Right.
But if I look at I guess the NFC, the Saints, there's definitely more surprises in the NFC. The AFC, there's not really that. The
Bills.
the thing's not really.
But the Bills better than you thought. The Bills were better than I thought they would be.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, and Josh Allen's been amazing.
Yeah,
he's been amazing. He hasn't missed Stephon Diggs one bit, and they've done this with a banged up defense. I think if you're the most pessimistic Dolphin fan, a lot of your worries have come to light. That's, I think, the thing. The thing with the Dolphins that's upsetting, and I think of a lot of people, and I'm sure Stephen Ross has probably thought about this at night. It's nice that they gave out all the contracts. It's nice that everybody's happy. But if you talked about, hey, what? How could this go badly? Everything has come to light. Like, everything. Your quarterback got hurt. Yeah, offensive line, Tua. Your old running back hasn't played. You know, like, all the construct of the Dolphins, Mike McDaniel's play callings, like, it's reared its ugly head in every single way. They're the only team that hasn't had a lead. That's pretty crazy. They've been down double digits in every game.
Right.
You know, it's so with the Dolphins having like this boom or bust area, like, we know at their best what they've looked like, but they haven't looked like that in a while, even going back into last year with a lot of the same offensive roster.
But there's
and time. Now it's and now you don't it's
think there's time.
Yeah, there's time, but we're just talking about the first three games.
I got you. But that's I mean, one of the reasons why I brought up Pittsburgh and Baltimore is that, you know, why don't we feel that way about the Dolphins?
Well, I'll tell you exactly why, and this is the truth of it, Leroy. The Tua injury is bad. Obviously, it was very scary, and I wish Tua nothing but the best. But the bigger indictment on the Dolphins was getting smoked by Buffalo the way they did. So right. For the outlook of their season, the Dolphins getting the snot kicked out of them on Thursday Night Football the way they did right. with everything we put into that game, and it was such a one-sided pressure because Buffalo's like, silly Dolphins. You know, they toy with the Dolphins.
It literally looked like they were playing a preseason game.
Yeah. Yeah,
which lends, you know, lends to my point.
But it's
the end of the show.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, we could sit here and say, hey, when Tua gets back, but when Tua gets back, they gotta go to Buffalo. What's the spread going to be on that game?
And I think the biggest concern that I have is. You can't, like, we knew it was going to be a little inconsistent with the injuries on defense. Like, who's running in, who's coming, how many plays is Jalen Phillips playing. You know, we knew that was going to take some time for people to come back.
Yeah.
Okay, they haven't been bad. But the offensive line, dude, you got to have, if there's any place on a football team that you have to have consistency. And I'm throwing out the quarterback on this. Most of the teams that have success have consistency on offensive line.
Do you think they will start Patrick Paul this week, or do you think they're going to go with Lamb? I'm assuming Teron Armstead isn't out of the protocol. Do you think that they'll go with Lamb, who's the veteran? He's been there. He's solid. Although it's been tough.
Here's what I would say.
Or should you just go with your second round pick and get him going?
Just because you're a veteran doesn't mean you're good.
Right.
It just means that you're better than all the other backups.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say this. I think you have to get five healthy bodies, try to get them comfortable in a position. Whatever they can feel comfort at that position and have them work together. That's it. And so you don't have to be the best offensive line as far as this guy does this, this guy's excellent, this guy, but you need to have some consistency in that you do things well together. And I think that's the most important part with an offensive line. So if you can get five guys together and you can get them a 2 or 3 week run with practices, with games, I think there'll be some improvement there. There are going to be the situations where a guy gets beat one-on-one. Okay. Those are going to happen regardless. But as far as consistency with that front, because a lot of times you watch with all the different guys they were moving in and out, there was too much space. There was too many guys one-on-one. And that was the problem. Usually when you have a coherent offensive line, you see how they work together. They're shoulder to shoulder. You see an arm. They help each other out. They work well together. When you have new guys out there, they're all thinking about, let me get my guy. And you actually put yourself on an island.
I'll tell you another thing, Leroy. One of these guys, when you talk about protection, you want to protect your clothes, man.
Yeah.
You don't want to have your stains ruined, your fancy digs not working, and you want consistency. How about 40 years of consistency? That's A&T Dry Cleaners, the best dry cleaning in South Florida. Our boy Ara, he's a fan of the show, and he wants to take care of our audience, Leroy.
Here's what you do. Call him at 954-610-9383. Let me give that to you again. 954-610-9383. Give him a call. Give him a text. They have a seamstress on site who can do all your alterations, and some can be done same day. Get where's your Halloween costume, yeah. Kids uniforms. You bought some pants. Your kids' legs are too short. You need them hemmed up a little bit or taken out. Teachers, your wardrobe. You lose a little weight. You got that, you know, you lose a little weight. You need something taken in. Just give him a call. He'll give you a quote. Everything vary. All these prices vary. And there's a special deal. If you mention Tobin and Leroy, you'll get 25% off your order. That's right. Just mention me and Tobes.
Can you believe that? We're giving people discounts.
Look. We helping them out, right? Even if you're not amazed.
Are you not amazed, Ara? Go call our boy Ara, A&T Dry Cleaners. Again, that number is 954-610-9383. They serve all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, Southern Palm Beach counties. And as Leroy said, you mentioned the Tobin and Leroy show. Ara is going to give you 25% off your order. Call him today or text him, 954-610-9383. A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never want to launder your own clothes again.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Are you not amazed?
Our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway is back, and we got a $250 gift card for you. So you can win it and go see some football, some Heat and Panthers real soon. Panthers, preseason action tonight, taking on the Lightning. You guys can check that on out as you're riding out the rain. If you guys want to enter this contest, go to WQM.com/contest. Dave and Buster's. Eat, drink, play. Watch sports at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. Check out those cats tonight on TV. They're on the new network this year, Leroy. No more Bally for the Panthers this year. Remember that?
Yeah.
They're on. What are they on? The CW, Marcos, this year?
Yes, the CW.
Same place that shows live.
No.
Live.
Nice. CW making some good acquisitions.
Sometimes you can get the Canes. Remember the Canes used to be on CW.
Yeah, they would be on CW every now and then. That would be that is true. That is true. So we will get this going tonight. See your Panthers as they take on those dastardly Lightning. Hate the Lightning. Ugh. Bastards.
Yeah, we broke through that, though. I'm not worried about them anymore.
It was, you know, you're right, Marcos. There was some, not only did they win the championship,
yeah,
but was it not the most satisfying run of all time?
It really was.
To take out your in-state rival,
yep.
Boston,
yep.
New York.
Oh, come on.
And then we had all of Canada rooting against the Cats.
There you go.
It really doesn't get much better than that. Like, I don't know if you guys heard any of the clips yesterday or saw any of the clips from the Celtics. I mean, have you ever met a more miserable bunch of champions? Sniveling, dude.
Miserable. Like
Jason Tatum and I don't know why I didn't play in the Olympics. Oh, and then Jaylen Brown. Oh, you guys are going to ask about the Olympics right off the bat. Yeah. Oh, you want to know why? Because your title run, as it was said by Shaq, it was easy breezy. No drama. Good for you. No apologies for your championship. But you guys have acted like the most miserable bastards winning a title ever. I remember when LeBron won his first title down here. What would he say? It's about damn time. even if it was the expectation, the dude got to peacock and then maybe had his best season ever the next year. He didn't feel sorry for himself or sulk or want, oh, does anybody love me? Oh, does anybody love? No, we don't. Did you realize that? You're boring. You did what you were supposed to do. You did it with no opposition because everybody was in the infirmary. And sorry. And then all you guys did all summer was, I didn't get these kind of accolades. I didn't get these accolades. Hey, the Tough Nuggets. It's like speaking to children.
They both, too. They both had problems.
Whiners, dude. Whiners.
Derek White, quiet all summer.
I mean, except getting into a fight at a Colorado game.
Oh, right? What was that? Can't mess up the
did
teeth.
Anybody,
he should have said, hold up, I just got my teeth fixed.
Nobody, you know who I didn't hear? You know who I respect? I respect Derek White. Well, I don't like him because he's a Celtic, but I respect him.
Yeah.
Because he's a pain in the ass and a good player. Doesn't whine. Doesn't
whine. Who didn't whine? Halliburton.
Halliburton didn't whine.
In fact, he made fun. He said, you know what? I showed his gold medal.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I didn't do any work. Got a gold medal.
Group project got an A. Drew Holiday, a two-time champion, didn't whine. Drew Holiday, respect. Didn't sit here. Why didn't I get these accolades? Why did Steph get to take all the shots? I'm the champion. No.
I think it's a situation where, you know, most people understand how hard it is to win a championship. And once you win that championship, that's all you talk about. Like you say, I don't care what people think. I got my championship. I don't care what people think. Right. I got my championship. You know, but there's three guys who've won championships and still been sourpusses. Jason Tatum.
Yep.
Jaylen Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And KD.
Yep.
Those three guys. And we would have probably, especially KD, well, people are more on KD than they are the other two because he won two championships, got two MVPs, and they said, well, you have to join a team to do it, right?
But we all still knew KD was the best.
Right, exactly. But that, you know what? Between Jaylen and Tatum, all they should be saying is, you know what? Let's just go do it again.
What a team we put together. You guys can sit here and talk about our individual, but they're so obsessed in their mind.
Right.
Of the individuality of it, then wow.
Do we do that to them? Because the way they propped up Tatum, right? And that means that every moment that he has on a team, if he's not the catalyst behind it, then people ask him questions because we put him up there, so we look bad if it's Jaylen Brown. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
So he's being sucked into something, and what he has to understand is that it doesn't matter. Like, something that should not matter to him or Jaylen. I get Jaylen's complaint about not being on the Olympic team.
I do too.
I get that.
I do too. But he should have been there instead of Tatum.
But the fact of the matter is that as media, we have sucked them into this area that I think if they were older, they wouldn't even be fazed by it. Right? And so it's situations like this, the way they handle this situation, that makes me believe that if they got in a dogfight, they'd fold. You see what I'm saying? Because, like, yeah, look at how everybody else has handled a championship when they finally got it. Look at how Steph at Golden State. Look at how LeBron. Look at how D-Wade, when they won their first championship, they didn't care about all the stuff people talk about them failing.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron didn't talk about J.J. Barea, right? All he cared about was, I finally got my chip.
They'll break up.
Jaylen Brown, and wait, right now, who would you rather have, Jaylen Brown or Tatum?
Probably Brown.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Probably Brown.
So, like, they're getting consumed by something that's not really their own doing. right? They probably don't even want to be this way, but they're responding to the noise.
Do you feel like this is like a Kobe Shaq thing? Because it doesn't feel like there's animosity at each other, even though this isn't
right. Right, but that's the way they're. I would say this: the Kobe and Shaq thing was weird because even though they had this, you know, tension, they would still go out and play basketball.
Right.
It never stopped them from playing basketball.
I wouldn't
want. So that's the part of being a veteran, and that if I got beef with you, I don't care. You're helping me win.
You know what I would have been curious about? I would have been curious if LeBron didn't fold up like a cheap suit in the 2011 finals and D Wade won the MVP. Would that have been the reaction? That's the only thing I can compare. I don't think it would have been.
Because here's why.
But they were genuinely friends.
Right. That's why. That's why. And part of the Heat thing is what? Celebrate somebody else's success.
Right. Right.
And no matter how that's gone throughout the years, even with Philly cheese, right? Celebrate others' success. That is a staple of this organization. So I don't think it would have ever been a problem. Ever.
Take a break.
These two guys are just children. They're handling like children.
They're a couple of quibblers.
Quibblers.
Take a break. Hour two is next.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
There's one thing to be committed to the run. There's another thing to be committed to the run.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.